This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Hey, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Two Texas chapters for the Center on American-Islamic Relations sued Governor Greg Abbott and Attorney General Ken Paxton in federal court. KERA's Penelope Rivera reports it comes after the governor designated the group a foreign terrorist organization and banned it from owning land in Texas.
The suit was filed by CARES Dallas-Fort Worth and Austin chapters. It claims Abbott violated the group's First Amendment rights to freedom of speech and association. Mustafa Carroll, executive director of CARE DFW, says Abbott's claims about Islam are misleading.
This is his latest attempt to shred the First Amendment by punishing Texans critical of his lawless behavior. And we look forward to seeing Mr. Abbott in court.
The suit also claims Paxton violated the federal constitution after Abbott directed him to ban CARE and its members from owning land. I'm Penelope Rivera in Dallas.
Two more inmates have died inside of a Harris County jail this week. That brings the total to 18 deaths reported at the jail so far this year. Our Sarah Gruno reports.
63-year-old Carrie Parks was pronounced dead just after 5 a.m. on Wednesday. He suffered a medical emergency that morning and was transported to St. Joseph Medical Center in Houston. Parks was convicted more than 10 years ago and was facing a life sentence in the custody of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. They transported him to Houston for a court hearing and temporarily placed him in the jail in June, but never picked him back up. 66-year-old Tony Davis was in jail for 13 days for violating his parole from a decades-old drug charge. He was taken to a hospital Wednesday night and returned to the jail, where he collapsed and was pronounced dead by first responders. The Harris County Medical Examiner will perform autopsies on both men. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
The Port of Galveston recently debuted its newest and fourth cruise terminal. The port broke ground on the $156 million project back in 2024. And now the cruise complex features a 165,000 square foot terminal, a parking garage, and two boarding bridges. Caitlin Carnes with Visit Galveston says she's hoping the new cruise line can help increase tourism on the island.
Just being able to add more diversity to our cruise offerings, I think, is going to allow us to reach more people and get them to fall in love with Galveston as a destination and not just a port.
The Norwegian Viva will sail seasonally from the terminal starting in December. In sports, the Texans beat the Buffalo Bills last night 23-19. It was a huge win for Houston, who had struggled to start the year, but have now won three games in a row, all with backup quarterback Davis Mills, who managed the game well yesterday. He wasn't spectacular, but he did throw two touchdown passes and completed just over 50% of his throws. If the season ended today, Houston would still miss the playoffs. However, they beat the two teams in front of them right now who have better records. So we will continue to monitor the Texans season for you as we wind towards the playoffs here on News 88.7. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.